All right, everybody, welcome back to Think and Act Locally. Today, we're going to do a deep dive
That deep dive.
Into how an economy grows and sometimes...
And why it doesn't.
Yeah, and why it doesn't.
Right.
And we're using a very special book called How an Economy Grows and Why It Doesn't by Erwin Schiff.
By Erwin Schiff, yeah.
And...
The comic book.
It's a comic book.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. Makes it very accessible.
It does.
And so let's meet the characters.
Yeah.
And we've got Abel Baker and Charlie.
Yes.
We're just living on this island and...
Tiny island.
Tiny little island.
Yeah. Just enough to survive.
They're catching one fish a day. That's it.
Right. One fish a day.
That's all they can... That's all they need.
That's subsistence.
Subsistence level.
You know, imagine if everyone in our town just made enough to get by.
Yeah.
No savings, no investment.
Right.
And certainly no, you know...
Fun
treat yourself moments.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, just the bare minimum.
Bare minimum. That's a subsistence.
Yeah, so Abel is, kind of going through his day and he's like,
He has an epiphany.
He has an epiphany. He's like, there's got to be more to life than this.
He's like, one fish a day. Really?
He's like, I'm tired of this one fish a day thing.
Yeah.
And so he's like, what if I could come up with a better way to catch fish?
Yeah.
Like a fish catcher.
A fish catcher.
And so he decides to build a net.
A net. Yeah.
But in order to build that net, he's going to have to take a whole day off of fishing.
Sacrifice.
Which means sacrifice.
He can't eat that day.
He can't eat that day.
Right.
So he's going to go hungry.
But he's got to make that tough decision.
Right. And so that's a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what it takes to sometimes...
It is a big deal.
...to improve your life.
Absolutely.
You have to make sacrifices.
You have to make sacrifices. You have to delay gratification.
Yeah.
In order to create something better.
And this is the first seed of savings.
This is it.
He's saving a day's worth of fish.
Right.
Or the energy.
He's saving the potential.
To build this thing.
To build this thing that will then increase his productivity.
It's capital.
That's capital. That net is capital.
Yeah.
It's the island's first capital good.
Yeah. So it's like if a local business is investing in a delivery truck.
Or a shop owner gets a new piece of equipment.
Exactly.
Something that helps them produce more,
right.
More efficiently.
Yeah. So now Abel is catching.
What if Abel can catch two fish now?
Two fish a day.
Yeah.
Right? What can he do with that extra fish?
So now he's got options.
He can
eat more.
More fish sandwiches.
More fish.
Yeah.
He can save more.
Yeah.
Or he can even reinvest.
Invest in like another net or...
Build another net.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so now Baker and Charlie are seeing Abel.
We're looking at Abel.
And they're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Look at this guy.
Two fish a day. How do you do that, Abel?
Look at this fancy net.
Uh-huh.
And so they're like, We want
a net.
A piece of that action.
Yeah. We want a net too.
And so they decide to,
they make Abel an offer.
They make Abel an offer.
They say, hey, Abel, how about you lend us some fish?
Yeah, can we borrow some fish so that we can build a net?
Exactly.
And then
credit.
Abel is now a lender.
Yeah, he's like a bank.
Right. He's providing capital
to
others in exchange for repayment, plus a little extra.
Plus a little extra.
That's interest.
What's interest?
Like, imagine a local bank... You know, loaning money to a new business to help them get started.
Right.
That's essentially what Abel's doing.
Yeah. So it sounds like this is really great for the economy.
Yeah.
But it also sounds like there's some responsibility here.
Well, absolutely there's responsibility.
Abel is taking a risk.
Abel is taking a risk lending out his precious fish.
Right.
Right.
Baker and Charlie are also taking a risk.
Baker and Charlie got to catch enough fish to repay Abel plus the interest.
It's all built on trust.
It's built on trust.
And calculation.
Calculation and, you know, a little bit of faith.
That things will work out.
Yeah, a lot like our local communities, right?
It is, yeah.
Wanting to support local businesses, but also needing to
manage our own
finances.
Right.
Responsibly.
They're responsible.
So now Abel has all this extra fish. What's he going to do with it all?
I know. What's he going to do?
He could hoard it all.
He could hoard it.
He could eat it all.
He could eat it all.
He could lend it all out.
Lend it all out.
He could invest it.
He could invest it.
He could do all sorts of things with it.
All sorts of things.
What does he do?
Well, in the book, he decides to rent out his extra nets.
Oh.
Yeah.
Smart.
So now he's got passive income.
That's a great idea, yeah.
He doesn't have to do all the fishing himself.
Yeah.
But he's still reaping the rewards of his investment.
That's like somebody in our community who owns a rental property.
Or invests in a local business.
Right.
They might not be actively working in that business, but they're contributing to the local economy.
You know, they're providing housing or they're providing jobs.
Exactly.
Or, you know, some other service.
Benefits everybody.
That's right.
So This is all looking really great for our island.
Things are looking up.
They're catching more fish. There's credit flowing, investments are happening. Everything's looking really rosy, and then all of a sudden,
Oh no.
disaster strikes.
What happens?
There's a flood
Flood.
that wipes out Abel's big fish trap.
This big fish trap, all that capital gone.
Just a reminder that
A
sometimes
stark reminder.
even the best laid plans
Best laid
can
plans.
be totally disrupted by
Unexpected events.
unexpected
It's
events,
like a flood.
like a flood or
Or a sudden storm, or even,
an economic downturn.
yeah, economic downturn.
This can happen in our local communities too,
All the time.
all the
It
time.
happens all the time.
Things can change,
Yeah.
and that's why it's so important to be prepared
Could be prepared.
and have, some savings set aside. A rainy day fund
Yeah.
for a rainy day, or in this case, a flood.
Or a flood.
Right.
And that's where the story takes an interesting turn.
It does starts talking about unnatural disasters.
Unnatural disasters,
Yeah.
which is kind of a scary thought.
Yeah, what are those?
What are those? And how does that play out?
I know. And how do those unnatural disasters connect to the challenges we face right here in our own community?
We'll have to find out after the break.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
So before the break, we were talking about these unnatural disasters.
Yeah, it's a little ominous.
It is a little bit ominous, isn't it?
Yeah, so what do they mean by unnatural disasters?
Well, it's really talking about government intervention in the economy. You see, even when the government tries to do good things for the economy, sometimes their actions can actually create more problems.
Oh, so you mean like even with good intentions, things can go wrong
Exactly.
when the government gets involved in the economy?
That's right. And the book actually uses this really vivid image of a meddling machine to represent this idea.
Meddling machine.
Yeah, think about it, all the rules and regulations and policies that can impact businesses.
Right, like licensing requirements, zoning laws, taxes, all that kind of stuff.
Exactly. And sometimes these well-intentioned measures can actually stifle innovation and growth.
So too much government intervention can hurt the local economy.
That's the argument. It's not about saying all government involvement is bad,
Right.
but it does raise some important questions about unintended consequences.
Okay, I see what you mean.
For example, remember how Baker and Charlie took out those loans from Abel?
Oh, yeah, the buy now, pay later scheme.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, in our communities, we see this with easy credit and consumer debt.
Yeah, it's tempting to get caught up in that I want it now
It
mentality.
is. It's very enticing.
But then you end up paying for it later sometimes with a lot of interest.
That's right. And if a lot of people in our community are struggling with debt, it can hurt everyone.
So it's kind of like a chain reaction. You can drag the whole economy down.
It can. And that's where this think and act locally idea becomes so important.
Right. So instead of relying on the government to fix things, we need to focus on what we can do in our own communities.
Exactly. We need to have conversations about responsible spending, saving, and investing right here at the local level.
So we need to be more like Abel.
Be more like Abel, right? He didn't wait for someone else to create opportunities for him.
He saw a need and he figured out a way to meet it.
He took initiative, saved, invested, and built something new.
And that's what we need more of in our local communities, that entrepreneurial spirit.
Absolutely supporting local businesses, investing in local initiatives, advocating for policies that promote economic freedom.
Those are all ways we can contribute to a thriving local economy.
You got it.
But what about those who aren't entrepreneurs?
That's a great question.
But everyone can start a business or invest in real estate.
Right.
So how can they participate in this think and act locally approach to economics?
Well, remember, economic growth is about more than just starting businesses. It's about creating value.
Okay.
And everyone has skills and talents they can contribute.
So even small contributions can make a difference.
Absolutely. It could be volunteering your time to a local organization, supporting community initiatives, or even just being a conscientious consumer.
What do you mean by conscientious consumer?
Choosing to spend your money locally whenever possible, supporting those local businesses we were talking about.
Right, so those everyday choices can actually have a big impact on the local economy.
They really can think about the ripple effect when local businesses thrive, they hire more people, those people have more money to spend, and the entire community
That's
benefits.
like a virtuous cycle.
It is a virtuous cycle, a
Yeah.
positive feedback loop.
I like that.
Yeah, so it's not just about grand gestures, it's about those small everyday choices that we make.
So we all have a role to play in building a stronger local economy.
We do. We're not just passive bystanders. We can actually shape our economic future.
And one of the most important things we can do is to be informed citizens.
Absolutely.
Understand how economic policies, both at the national and local levels, impact our communities.
That's right. And to advocate for policies that align with those think and act locally values.
So we need to think critically about the messages we hear, especially from those in power.
Exactly. It's about understanding how the economy really works and not just accepting what we're told.
You know, this whole deep dive has really been eye-opening.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that.
I used to think economics was this big, scary thing I couldn't wrap my head around.
I know a lot of people feel that way.
But now I see how these simple principles play out right here in our own backyard.
And that's the beauty of it. Once you understand these principles, you start seeing them everywhere. And more importantly, you realize that you have the power to make a difference.
Okay, so we've talked about the pitfalls of excessive government intervention and the importance of individual action. But what does that actually look like in practice?
Good question.
How do we actually build that thriving local economy we keep talking about? Okay, so we've talked about how an economy grows and all those unnatural disasters that can really mess things up.
Right, those roadblocks.
Yeah, but let's get practical here. What can we actually do in our communities? You know,
put those think and act locally ideas into action.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
How do we actually build a strong local economy?
It all starts with the basics, right? Remember Abel and his little fishnet?
Yeah, that was like his first investment.
Exactly. That was his capital. And in our towns and cities, that capital can be so many things.
Like what? Give me some examples.
Sure. It could be a new piece of equipment for a local business. You know, something to help them produce more.
Right.
Or maybe it's investing in training programs to help people learn new skills.
So they can get better jobs and contribute more to the economy.
Precisely. It's about creating the foundation for long-term growth.
So investing in our community's future, basically.
You got it. And that investment can come from individuals like you and me.
Right.
Or from local businesses or even the government sometimes.
As long as it's done right.
As long as it's strategic and doesn't turn into that meddling machine we talked about.
Right, right. No meddling machine.
We want to empower people, not stifle them.
So look, what kind of smart investments are we talking about?
Well, think about funding a program at the community college to train folks for jobs that are in high demand right now.
Oh, yeah, like those healthcare jobs everyone's talking about.
Exactly. Or maybe it's improving our roads and bridges to make it easier for businesses to transport goods.
Those are investments that benefit everyone in the community.
They really do.
Okay, so we've got investment. That's one piece of the puzzle.
Uh-huh. What else?
What about credit? I mean, we saw how that worked out for Baker and Charlie.
Right. Credit is a powerful tool.
It can help people buy a home or start a business.
Exactly. It can open up a world of opportunities.
But it comes with risks, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It needs to be managed responsibly, both by the lenders and the borrowers.
And that's why it's so important to support our local banks and credit unions.
I completely agree. They're more invested in our community. They're more likely to make loans that make sense for people.
And they keep the money local.
Exactly. It stays in our community and helps it grow.
Okay, so we've got investment. We've got credit. What else is there?
Well, don't underestimate the power of the consumer.
You mean us regular folks just buying groceries and stuff?
More than that, every time you choose to spend your money at a local business, you're making an investment in your community.
It's like voting with your wallet.
Exactly. You're saying, I support this local bakery. I want to see this bookstore thrive. I believe in this community.
And those small choices.
Yeah.
They really matter.
They do. When local businesses succeed, they hire more people. Those people have more money to spend. And it creates a ripple effect of positive growth.
It's a win-win for everyone.
It really is.
Wow. This has been a really amazing deep dive.
Me too.
You know, I used to think economics was so complicated.
It can seem that way.
But it's really just about people making choices.
And those choices have consequences.
And we have more power than we realize to shape those consequences.
Well, you really do.
So let's leave our listeners with a challenge.
I like it.
What can you do today, even something small, to help build a more vibrant local economy?
Yeah, what one small step can you take?
Maybe support a local business instead of a big chain.
Maybe that's it.
Maybe learn a new skill that could help you get a better job.
Or volunteer your time to a local organization.
Or even just start a conversation about economics with your friends and family.
Just get people thinking and talking about these issues.
Those little actions, they can add up to big change.
They really can. Remember, the power is in our hands.
Let's think and act locally together.
Let's build a community where everyone has the opportunity to thrive.
That's it for our deep dive into how an economy grows and why it doesn't.
Thanks for joining us.
Until next time, keep thinking, keep acting, and keep it local.